do you believe that really most disease starts in the bowel?
Well, you know, I didn't at first. I used to think that a lot of my teachers, when I started studying, had some kind of bowel fetish. You know, it was a place that they were stuck. And I thought, what's the big deal? And they always taught me really well. They said, look, if you're going to treat someone with natural healing, you have to set up a healthy environment first. You have to get them eating right. You have to get their bodily functions working. And then when you're done with that, you can get onto their specific diseases. But being a headstrong, passionate person like I am, I really wanted to design, smart bomb herbal tonics made from herbs from the rainforest in the Tibet where you could hardly get to that would kill specific diseases. I was kind of like a natural MD. And I thought that was the way to go. And, okay, yeah, I mean, eat right, have your bowels work, but let's get beyond that. But my great teachers, Dr. Jensen, who passed away recently, Dr. John Christopher, America's great herbalist, Pavel Arola, and then people that I studied their work, like Dr. Stone and many others, all talked about cleansing the bowel. So I knew to be a good natural healer, I had to do that. What was the shock for me mostly in the clinic was my patients had the nerve or the gall to get well before I was ready to do my specific treatment. Because a patient would come to me with, you name it, patients walk in the door with any wide variety of problems. And I would, okay, first I would get their food program in line as fast as I could. Then I would get them on some bowel cleansing. And then when I, 2-3 weeks had gone by, I was about ready for their fourth visit. And before I was ready, now I was ready to start working on their specific program and their specific problem, it was gone. And I would say on the average, it fluctuated, but it was between 80 and 90% of my patients' aches, pains, problems, complaints were gone. The symptoms were gone. And as far as they were aware, the problem had disappeared just by getting their food program corrected and by getting the waste eliminated out of their body on a regular basis, getting their bowel working. I learned that it was a much more powerful treatment. Maybe it wasn't sexy. Maybe it wasn't as exciting as, smart bomb herbs from, exotic places against rare killer diseases, but it worked. And the bottom line in the clinic is you're looking for what's effective. My patients aren't well, and I want to teach them how to heal themselves.